Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John's out today, but I got you until, well, until 10 o'clock, along with Del Olale, and then I'm going to take a vacation for a week and get back at it as we get ready to get into camp. Don't forget, we're going to have 20 in 20, which is 20 days of 20 different Houston Texans. And me and Dell and John talked about it. You know, we do have, it's actually going to be a pretty cool feature where we'll take a look at some of the most important players slash some of the newer players that could end up making a difference. While the first 10 to 12 will probably be, they're going to be guys that we could just write down on a piece of paper right now. Some of these guys may play their way on or off this list. Like, I'll give you an example. We could have one of the new cornerbacks play their way onto the list. I would think Shaq Lawson is for sure on the list, the defensive end who came over in the trade for Bernardrick McKinney from the Dolphins. I would think he's going to be on the list for sure. Justin Britt could end up playing himself on the list. He's not a guy that I would think of adding right now, but he is going to be your starting center, and that's a pretty big deal. He is a new player on the team. So we'll have some really good in-depth features for you on these players, some strengths and weaknesses and what they did last year, what we think are reasonable expectations. We got a lot of different features we're going to do. So 20 and 20 is something that's going to be coming up in a little bit. Astros are back at it finally after the All-Star break. They go against... They're up against Chicago White Sox, who you may remember last time around, they smacked the White Sox really, really well. This is when the Astros were in the peak of their offensive juggernaut status. And Lance McCullers, Del, you mentioned the pitcher. Who's McCullers going
Dylan
up against?
Dylan Cease?
Yeah. He was the one who last time had a great performance against the Astros.
That's not true. If you're on the Astros side,
that's my perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 1/3 and 7, giving up 6 earned. Didn't have a good outing, which was, well, he joined the rest of his White Sox compatriots because none of them had good outings. It was a complete beatdown by the Astros, particularly for a White Sox team who was feeling pretty good about themselves. I think even, I don't know if it was their NBC affiliate, went into the trash can banging before the game, in one of the previews of the game. I just saw a clip on Twitter about them making jokes, and it wasn't so funny after the 3-game series when they got completely decimated
and
by
then
the Astros.
I think at the end of one of those games, they won one on a walk-off, right?
Against the White Sox?
Yeah.
I think
one. Yeah, yeah. Was it a 2-1 or a 3-2 or a high scoring?
It was something like that. It was a low scoring.
I think so. Well, are you sure you're not talking Tigers?
No, because they got swept by the Tigers. It was one of those games because at the end, it was, I think Yordan hit a double, and that was the go-ahead run. Maybe not game-winning.
I was mistaken. It was a 4-game series, and you're right. It was 2-1. 2-1.
Yeah. So one of those, they did all the beginning rigmarole, trash can banging stuff, and then that either walk off or the go ahead run late, they kind of alluded to, hey, they might be cheating again. It's like,
oh,
the fans
did.
The broadcasters.
Oh, did the broadcasters say that? Yeah. I thought this was just fans that were saying this on Twitter.
No, it's a running thing for any time the Astros face anyone. If just depending on the day, you'll see a tweet from the broadcast of that team, and either it's post game or pre game, they're referencing this.
Did, Did they mention when former White Sox pitcher Jack McDowell said they used to cheat?
That was before.
White Sox.
Before.
That cheating is when they were spying through the scoreboard. That remember, doesn't count.
The White Sox were had one of the best records in baseball at the time, and still do.
And
but
they got rolled.
But they got rolled. They got swept 4-0.
They're going to want some get back here for sure. Jose Altuve, despite the walk-off home run, really hasn't been very good lately from a hitting standpoint. He's been a little banged up. Michael Brantley lost about 20 points, 18 to 20 points off of his batting average, even though he's still one of the top hitters in the American League. So, the Astros from an offensive standpoint came off of what was, frankly, other than one inning, a terrible, terrible series against the Yankees offensively, other than that inning. So it is, they had three home runs in that game they ended up winning, but it's not a lock that the Astros are going to go in and crank up that diesel again offensively against the White Sox. But they did last time. We'll see if they can do it again this time. Everyone should be in the lineup other than, Alex Bregman. So we'll see how it goes. And I think this is a great chance for Lance McCullers to make it kind of a statement game. I know it's just one game and it doesn't matter, but he's opening up the second half of the season for the Astros in what is their revenge tour against the rest of the league and all you other bitch-ass marks that are out there crying and complaining all the time. So I'd love to see Lance McCullers go in and really put on a show on the road. We know that he's been tougher mentally when he's gotten in the middle of some jams this year. He's been able to fight through it and get himself through it. He's got a sub-3 ERA this year. And at 6-2, Lance McCullers is having a strong season. It would be great to see him get the second half kicked off with another big performance. So we're going to break it right here. When we come back, we've got a... Now I really do want to get into your junkie status. And it looks like for some people, oxys and painkillers and opioids are the drug of choice after sustaining some type of injury or to battle the pain. You've gone in a different direction. And it's no less a concern for me.
Okay.
844 here on the bench.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So we know the soundbite where David Culley is basically a junkie for Tex-Mex and nachos, and he said that. And Dell has turned it into just David Culley's a junkie, which I find.
And I hope he gets the help he needs. That's all.
He's not a junkie for oxys or anything like that. He's a junkie.
I never said he was.
No, I'm just making sure that the general public knows he is a junkie for. Tex-Mex. I'm trying to put context.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
See, you don't know. That just sounds like he likes smack. Like he's
that's
a heroin guy or whatever. Well, it's open for interpretation.
Uh-huh.
If you play it all out, I'm a junkie when it comes to.
No, I'm going to tell you about David Culley.
Yeah.
Who's a junkie.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
But so he says what he's a junkie for.
So he's speaking in the third.
I think nachos, maybe Tex-Mex.
Do you think Tex-Mex and nachos
he
causes
thought they
you
were the same.
To speak in the third person?
No, I just like, that's just to me.
Are
just
we
a little
are
bonus.
We sure he wasn't on something at the time?
Well, he could have been on nachos,
well,
which David
you.
Culley couldn't wait to tell us that nachos and Tex-Mex and that the state of Texas has the best Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex is Texas Mexican food. It's a little different. We use more chilies, and so. You don't have to tell Texas that they're the best Tex-Mex. You know, I'm David Culley. The best Coke is Coke. Well, thanks. Well, thanks, David. Thanks, David Culley. By the way, you see Coke Zero is going to change up their
formula.
People are freaking
why are
out.
They mad online.
Why are they changing it?
I lived through the change of Coke from Coke to
New Coke.
To New Coke, and it was an atrocity. It was also when Pepsi tried to introduce Crystal Pepsi, which is basically clear Pepsi.
Uh-huh. Those were a few years
flopped.
Apart, though, weren't they? Like,
one
the Coke
was
change
the
was in
Coke
the 80s,
was 85,
and then Crystal
one,
Pepsi
and
was 90s.
And Crystal Pepsi was like
Like 10 years later.
Early 90s. Yeah. Yeah, early 90s.
Because so, I remember Crystal Pepsi. I did not live through
I remember the
Coke change.
The racetrack, when the dog track first opened up, they had, like, it was a really big deal. People would pack the dog track because you could do, you know, it was legal wagering. And we would go way out to where Dell lived, out in Dickinson by Heartbreakers.
I don't live in Dickinson.
And we would, you know, Heartbreakers. It's, everyone knows Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I see it on the way to Galveston.
I've never been there, but everyone knows Heartbreakers.
You've seen it.
You see it on the way home, Dell.
No, I don't. So, I see it if I go to Galveston. I don't live that far away.
Whatever. I know several it's people who've been kicked out of Heartbreakers.
Well, Pasadena, whatever it is.
I don't live in Pasadena but either.
I remember one time they had a big race between the very best dogs there, and we were so hyped up, and it was the Crystal Pepsi Challenge. And it's just like, God, this, it's just the branding of Crystal, just clear Pepsi seems stupid. And it flopped. But no, so we know about David Culley, he's a junkie, and we've heard that soundbite. But I became a little worried about you, Dell. You had two teeth extracted. They weren't punched out of your mouth like Dwayne Haskins.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a wife slash. I didn't have a wife who I was. You know, what did they say with the vows again? What did he do with her?
Renewal.
Renewal of his vows, and in between the marriage and the renewal of the vows, I didn't have my teeth punched out by that woman.
Well, he got a renewal of the two piece also, and had part of his teeth punched out of his mouth by his wife,
and a split
you
lip.
Actually, they used numbing medicine, and it was done through
not
insurance,
like
Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And
an ice skate that you found on the beach.
I wasn't on an island with Tom Hanks. It was an actual scheduled procedure that happened on Wednesday.
So it's different. Now, they gave you pain medicine, prescriptions for pain medicine that you went and picked up, right?
Certainly.
You had a veteran who was right in front of you.
That guy was so upset because I pulled up into a League City, which is actually where I live, a League City of Walgreens. And they were, it was like 5:36. So it's kind of after people getting off of work, trying to get their prescriptions in. And they only had one person working the drive through. They had one person working for people in the store. And that guy, he got progressively more angry. When I first got there, he would look at the line not moving and not really say much. Then he started to mutter like, what are we doing here? And then he started shaking. He shook his head first, then started muttering, and then got very vocal about, there's eight people here and there's only two people working.
You don't
What's
ever
the
feel
deal?
That way?
Of course, but I don't say it out loud. I just it bubbles up on
How'd
the
inside.
How
did you know he was a veteran?
Because he had a NAM hat on.
He was right. Yeah, he was.
He had the hat.
Yeah.
He had the, I could see it. I didn't see it from the front.
It's
but,
kind of a warning, I think.
Yeah.
Wearing the hat is kind of a respectful warning.
To don't F with me. He had the hat on.
He should have leaned into it, been like, oh, okay, stolen valor. Like, go after him.
Not with that guy, no. You could see him. It was like a volcano about to erupt. It was his head shaking, then the muttering, then the vocal expressions of why is this taking so long where people could hear him.
You can see it.
And then when he finally got up there, he was very abrupt with the person trying to get his prescription all settled. And then when she dropped the have a nice day, he goes, yeah, it was a nice day before I had to stand in this line.
He knew there was going to be some kind of get off at the end.
And then he walked away.
Dell wouldn't take video.
No, what?
I asked him to take video so I could watch it.
I didn't know. No, I'm not doing that for you. I'm not your puppet.
My dad's a Vietnam veteran. He doesn't wear a hat, but he does get mad if he has to wait too long at restaurants sometimes.
Ooh, he would have been furious then.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, usually, my dad's actually way calmer now that he's out of coaching. But when he was a coach, he was on edge about having to wait too long on a wait if it would go beyond what they said. So I would imagine he would have been the same way if he had to wait a long time in a line. They don't like queuing up, as the kids say. They don't like getting queued.
He's probably not a fan of like Texas barbecue joints.
No, he's not going to sit for 3 hours waiting to get in Franklin's. My dad's not going to do that. At some point, the Vietnam's going to come out at him. The Marine's going to come out. He's an offensive line coach and a Marine. Marine, there's just not a saltier combination on the planet. That's as salty as it gets. My guess is that guy that you saw probably had some O-line experience as well.
Yeah, I don't know if he played football before he had to go fight a war, but it was just progressively worse. And I just sat there watching because I was in line for about 15 to 20 minutes. It wasn't the greatest experience because, you know, I was just actually trying to get the prescription filled. I didn't even have it. I didn't even have it where I was picking it up. So
it's pain meds.
So I knew I had to come back. My face was still numb from the shot they gave me, so I was okay. But I knew I was had to come back here, so it was going to be a 2-trip thing. This guy was waiting for a prescription probably for about, if you add on the time I was waiting plus he was waiting, maybe 30 minutes. He
that's,
was It's not upset. Great. No.
It's not great if you're in the line the whole time. So what? So you got pain medicine. Uh-huh. Did you get oxys?
I did not get oxys. I got Tylenol 3 and stronger ibuprofen. Yeah.
Yeah. Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
How couldn't be more boring as a painkiller.
Of course.
You get Tylenol with codeine. A little codeine. It's Tylenol 3.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's pretty good.
Toradol.
Did you get a perk?
No, I didn't get any of that.
Okay. So
sorry, I can't bring you any.
Did you get any Vike?
I got the basic stuff, and frankly, all the stuff you're missing.
Molly?
No, they don't offer you Molly.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So he got hydrocodone, the stuff that makes you itchy. The generic Vicodin.
Generic Vicodin.
I didn't get any of that stuff, and frankly, I haven't even taken the Tylenol. I've taken the Tylenol 3 once because they're like, "Well, it'll make you sleepy." It didn't even make me sleepy. It's weaker than the sleeping pills I get over the counter. I've been just rocking with the ibuprofen. I've been rocking with that the entire time.
So here's what I'm concerned about. You told me yesterday, you're like, yeah, you know, I went and got some ice cream because that's one of the things you can eat.
Soft foods, pudding.
Soft foods.
Yeah.
Pudding. But did you get pudding too?
Yeah, I got pudding.
Okay, sweet. It helps me. So you got pudding.
I haven't had the ice cream yet, by the way.
You got ice cream. And then you went and said, you know what? Let me get this German chocolate cake too.
Yeah.
Which is a smart move in general, but.
Because it's, you know, HEB, one of the greatest places to ever exist, have everything you might want. I go there all the time, but I never get the German
whole
chocolate
cake. Single slice?
Nah, a single slice. I'm not you.
I only go single slice there. It's not the best German cake,
it's
but
fine.
It's all right.
It's fine.
German chocolate, it's all right.
I always look at it and go, you know what? I would like a slice. And then I think to myself, why do I? There's no need for me to get this. I don't particularly like cake that much, but I think this would be nice. I thought, it's a soft food, relatively speaking. I don't really have to chew it that much, so this is a time to get it.
Tyler, are you a fan of German chocolate cake?
If it's done right, yeah.
Okay, Pete's Fine Meats, he has a woman who does, it's not his, but he sells them there, mm-hmm. like on consignment, that she does Italian cream cake, German chocolate cake. When you're there getting steaks or burgers or whatever you're doing next time, if they have a slice of German chocolate cake, that is legit.
German
chocolate cake. Try that out. What I'm worried about with you, Dell, is that
you're
now we're
worried.
Getting into diabetes territory.
Who am I, Gilbert? No,
well,
we're not.
Well, this is what you say. David Culley is a junkie, uh-huh. And then in the very next sentence, you say, "Oh, after I got my teeth pulled out, I got German chocolate cake and I got ice cream." And you're talking about Kraft mac and cheese ice cream.
No,
and you're getting pudding.
I said I wouldn't
it's
want
like,
that.
Dell, can you have something?
You
that's
sound
maybe
like,
a vegetable.
You can't chew anything.
Mashed potatoes.
That's not real. It's a vegetable, but is it really? Is it even? Is
okay,
it
peas? How about you get some peas instead of ice cream?
They don't. It wasn't on the list. I got
some mushy peas.
I got pasta and salmon. That was. I got that. That's what I had for dinner.
Well, did you put sugar on your salmon?
No, I didn't.
What'd you put in the pasta? A nice heavy whipping cream sauce with
you,
salt, butter, flour, and bacon.
I haven't even had the ice cream yet. I was talking to someone and.
Do you think
the
you
list.
Have a problem with sweets right
no,
now?
No, I don't. I was talking to someone about the actual things I could get, and they said, you should have got ice cream, because I didn't even get it the first time. They said, you missed an opportunity, so I had to go back and get something else, so I just grabbed that. But I haven't even had the ice cream yet.
What teeth did you get pulled? Wisdom teeth?
No, the 5 and 13. I don't know the names for them.
They're kind of like vertebrae.
Yeah, 5 and 13. But they're like right. You can't,
L5,
you,
L7.
You would have to be staring at me really intently to see them if I smiled. You can't really see them. They're not in the front or anything. They're just off to the side.
Are you going
to
get some new plugs put in?
Yeah, at some point. But you got to wait for like 3 months before they'll do
also,
anything.
Also, why? Yeah. If it doesn't mess the... You don't want to get a dry socket, by the way.
No. That's what I heard. Dry sockets are a problem.
That's probably a problem. I never want to get a dry socket.
No.
That sounds like something Conor McGregor would say. Hey, oh, you with your dry socket.
Is that what he called Dustin Poirier's wife? A dry socket?
Oh, see what happens when you sit in the John chair? Hey. And your wife is a dry socket.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Hey.
Justin Poirier is like, hey, I didn't make you break
Look,
your leg.
Your wife.
Your ankle.
Your wife was in my DMs, but you know what? She's a dry socket, so yeah. I wanted no part of her.
So get her out of my DMs.
That dry socket.
You can say Fook.
Can I say Fook?
Yeah.
Oh.
AJ
I start saying that all the time.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can. See, when I say I'm going to say it all the time now.
Well, whenever
like,
he had that press conference and he was saying, "Fook this" and all that, AJ said it.
Yeah, but
it was kind
of funny.
They
do a lot. And
AJ's on his way out.
AJ's on his way out. He doesn't care.
Well, I mean, this
anymore.
Was like 2 years ago.
He was on his way out.
He's on his way out then. He doesn't care.
He was always looking for an opportunity.
He didn't care then.
He was on the downhill
slide. He was always
going to
say that. He was always going to say that.
So can we start calling people dry sockets?
Yeah, I think it's a great... I mean, I think it's fantastic. I have a very specific thing in mind, and I don't think I have a... Yeah, no, I think we can do it.
Hey, you're a dry socket.
That sounds like something, a slur that would make... It's not a slur. It'd be a... Not a racial slur. It'd be a slur of a person. It would be a...
It's not nice to call someone that.
Well, I could see a mafia movie where you say, he's sitting there with his whore, and he's got this dry socket of a wife. I mean, I could see Tony sitting there, a guy named Tony or Anthony.
You got to go
home. You know, saying, listen, I don't care. You got a wife that's a dry socket. It's not my concern.
You got
to
go home.
You got to go back.
You got to go home. You got to go home.
You got to make this thing right.
Yeah, I know. Right? I know she's a dry socket, but you got to go home.
We all got one. That's why we have our, what are the girlfriends called? The
Guma.
What the guma.
Guma.
Yeah, the guma. Well, you get yourself a guma. You got. Yeah. You go to the socket. You do what you got to do on Sundays at church.
Your husbandly duties with your dry socket. But you know what you have to do? You have to go home.
And then you got guma, but you got to go home. 9 o'clock here. Hey, I want to remind you that, in case I haven't reminded you for a while, Maurice Jones-Drew, former Jacksonville Jaguar running back, former Raider, and always caping for UCLA, by the way. We are going to have Maurice Jones-Drew on, talk a little bit about the division and what his expectations are for Texans running backs and for Jacksonville's newest running back as well, Travis Etienne. So we'll get into a lot with MJD. He is a really fascinating person, so really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting my car washed again from Charisma Car Wash. I am probably going to do that after my trip. But for those of you who are done with the rain and your car is kind of a mess now, how about a $10 hookup? They're taking $10 off your Ultimate Wash or your Lava Wash. The Ultimate's $14, the Lava's $17. Do the math. It goes down to a $4 wash and a $7 wash. But you have to use the promo code 5975. Now, might I suggest putting that in your notes app of your phone just to remind you? And then you can send that out to your entire, all your boys on your text string. Put that out there. Hey, just found out there's a car wash hookup that you want to take advantage of. There's no strings attached. I mean, it's just $10 off right now for the month of July until it's over. And then when it's over, you're going to go back to regular prices. But Charisma Car Wash has three locations in Houston, one at Upper Kirby, at Bissonnette and Kirby. You've got one location at Gulfgate, and another is in the Heights. So you don't want to miss out on this great opportunity to get that car cleaned up and do it for substantially less with a $10 discount when you use the promo code 5975. Use it as often as you like. Pass it on to as many people as you want. To get more information about locations or any other information, Charisma Car Wash. It's Charisma Wash, CharismaWash.com.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.